My brothers and sisters, here we are, the very beginning of the Lenten season for this year. Have you ever noticed that every year, when the Lenten season comes around, we always begin with Ash Wednesday? And it just so happens that this Ash Wednesday falls also on Valentine's Day. Can you imagine? I think that is so appropriate. It is just, it sends cold chills up and down my spine when I think about it. In our readings today, we hear God saying to us, His people, do not rend your garments, rend your hearts instead. Do you know what that means? Well, in the time, in the ancient times, and in the times of the Old Testament, the scribes and Pharisees and teachers of the law, when they came across something that was despicable, a terrible sin that of disbelief, or something that just flew in the face of God, they would rip open their garments. They would rend their garments and bare their chest before whoever it was that they felt had created, who had done this terrible thing. And God said He would rather that we rend our hearts instead of our garments. What do you think God means by that? What would it mean to rend your heart, to tear open whatever surrounds your heart, whatever is covering over your heart, and open your heart up, bare your heart for everyone to see? Just think about that for a while. Let that be a theme throughout the Lenten season. What does it mean? Lord, what do you mean? What do you want me to do? How can I rend my heart? How can I open my heart and bare my heart for all to see? Now, our heart, the symbolism of the heart is the symbolism of our lives, our soul, our interior, the true self that is often hidden inside and covered over by many masks and false perceptions of who and what we are. God wants us to pull all that aside and open ourselves up so that the inner life of Christ that is always there, always hidden inside of us, the inner life of Christ can be exposed to the world. That's where our salvation comes from, you know. When our life is exposing Christ to the world, that's when we are truly living the gospel, truly following in the footsteps of our Savior, which is what an ambassador is called to do, by the way. You notice in our second reading, we are called to be ambassadors for Christ. What does that mean? Well, let me recount to you a story from my past. Several years ago, when I was assigned to St. Thomas Aquinas in Sugar Land, we had a small group of men who would meet before Mass on Sunday mornings to pray and read and discuss the scriptures. Now, I don't remember the particular scripture passage that we were discussing that morning, but I do remember one young man who made this comment. He said, "After all, what we're really here for is to try to get to heaven, right?" Now, normally, in a group like that, I just normally would sit and listen, because the Lord teaches me through the wisdom and the insights of his other servants, those other men. But this time, I had to speak up. And to his comment, "After all, what we're all really here for is to try to get to heaven, right?" My answer to that was, "No, we're not here to try to get to heaven." His eyebrows raised and he said, "We're not?" I said, "Think about it. If that were true, then our main goal in life would be essentially a selfish one, wouldn't it? I mean, even though trying to get to heaven sounds at first like a holy and a noble pursuit, in reality, isn't that just another way of saying that what we're really here for is to save our own skin? Sisters and brothers, I believe that the scriptures show us, and Jesus showed us in so many ways, that the way that leads to life is quite the opposite. St. Paul tells us that we are ambassadors for Christ, as if God were appealing through us. Think about what that means. And so what does it mean to be an ambassador for Christ then? You see, ambassadors walk in the very footsteps of the one they follow. Today on Ash Wednesday, we are reminded by the sign that we're going to receive on our foreheads where Jesus leads. Jesus was journeying to the cross. That's where Jesus leads. The cross is the place of passion and death, and also the place of surrender and compassion and forgiveness. The cross is the place of redemption. Redemption, not for himself, but for others. Now, Father Richard Rohr has a very deep and meaningful reflection on the cross that I would like to share with you. Father Richard writes this: "Picture yourself before the crucified Jesus." Not hard to do with this beautiful crucifix. Now, you and I do this every time we celebrate the Eucharist. We come, we sit, we kneel, or we stand before the crucified Jesus. So picture yourself before the crucified Jesus and recognize that he became what we are all afraid of and what we all deny. nakedness, exposure, vulnerability, and failure. We hate these things. He became sin, as our second reading tells us. He became sin in order to free us from sin. Do you know what sin is? Sin is the illusion of separation. It's the illusion of separateness. Sin happens when we think we're separated from God and from each other, when actually the truth is the opposite of that. We are all one in Christ. And no matter how many masks we pile on top of our true nature is Christ in us. Oneness with God and oneness with each other. So he became sin. He became the sign and symbol of separation from God to free us from sin. The cosmic scapegoat who reveals our worst and our best souls to those who will gaze long enough. He became the pleading image of what humans do to humans. He became the pleading image so that you and I could see in stark outline, with the curtain of denial withdrawn, with the garments torn away, so that we could see. He became the crucified so that you and I would stop crucifying. He became the crucified who refused to crucify back. And thus he stopped that inevitable pattern of death. Jesus on the cross appeals to all of us to see ourselves and God as the victims of human selfishness and human malice. Jesus also calls us, every one of us, and commissions you and me to be his ambassadors, following his lead and living our lives not for ourselves, but for the sake of others. My brothers and sisters, it's time to receive the cross. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation.